Will microdosing magic mushrooms cause valvular heart damage, heart disease, anything else with the heart? I'm going to go ahead and tackle that in this episode of Microdose You. I am Dr. Dave. Welcome.
You're listening to Microdose You Radio on the world's famous KMDU FM Salt Lake City.
Watch this.
Hey there, how are you? Welcome back, all Nakama. How are you today? I feel that positive energy from you. You know, I say that on many episodes. For some reason, when I click on record and start speaking into the mic, I'm feeling a flow of positivity from you, and especially today for some reason. And that's a good thing. It's a really good thing. So welcome. I'm so glad you're with me. Today, I'm going to go ahead and try to tackle a question that I've been asked for the past few years, kind of since I started microdosing magic mushrooms. Will it cause heart damage? Will it cause valve damage? Am I going to get some kind of medical situation because I'm microdosing magic mushrooms and trying to improve my mental health and my physical health, but am I going to get into trouble in some other way? Well, I'm going to go ahead and talk to you about that today. And my answer, my short answer is simply, I don't know the answer. And guess what? Nobody else knows the answer either. So if you have somebody that tells you definitively that, yes, if you microdose magic mushrooms or psychedelics, then you're going to have valve damage in your heart, then they're not sure. They're making that up. Nobody knows the answer. There's not been a true study on this. Well, at least with magic mushrooms, there hasn't been a true study. But one of my really good followers sent me an article just the other day. Let me see if I can grab this here from, and basically the article is from Harvard. And they questioned the same thing. Will microdosing psychedelics cause valve damage? And they do cite some studies, or at least one study that I see here, because, you know, we're talking about binding to the 5-HT2B receptor. And you don't really have to understand receptors, but just to know that it binds to a certain receptor. And it's been shown that other things that bind to that receptor have possibly caused valvular heart damage in people. Now, there's also a study they seem to share here. I'm not positive where that study came from, but they're saying that people that took, let me see if I can find that, because it was actually pretty interesting. People that took, and here it is, in an epidemiologic case control study of 29 MDMA users who averaged, and of course, MDMA, it's ecstasy, who averaged 3.6 tablets per week for 6 years. That's a long time to be taking MDMA every week for 6 years. And also MDMA they're not magic mushrooms, so it's different. Now, in that study, it says that 28% had valvular heart disease confirmed by echocardiography versus none in the gender age match controls. So that's about 1 out of 4. That's significant, yes, but also from my science days, a study of 29 people is certainly not a large enough study. And we don't know anything else about these people. So is this a significant study? Is this a study that is actually, you know, scientifically based? I don't know. You know, again, 29 users, MDMA, 3.6 tablets for 6 years. I mean, we don't know anything else about these people. Like, why were they doing that? Why were they using MDMA for 6 years straight? I don't know. So again, I don't think this is a typical study that we can conclude something from this. I just don't think so. Now, getting back to, will magic mushrooms, will psilocybin cause valvular heart disease if I microdose for a certain period of time? My answer still remains, I don't know. I think the risk is very low. Now, if this is going to give you any consolation, like I've said for a long time, I'm your guinea pig. I am my own guinea pig. I'm your guinea pig. I'm testing a lot of this stuff in myself. I've been microdosing for 3 years straight now. And as a matter of fact, I have an appointment with my cardiologist because I just want to get checked. It's coming up, I think, in a few weeks. I'm having an echo done because I want to see if my valves, my heart valves are okay. And also I want to see if anything else there is okay. I think a few years back, really before I started microdosing, so this will be very interesting. They said my ascending aorta is slightly enlarged, slightly, nothing to worry about at all. But I want to follow up on this because I do care a lot about my health and everything is connected. So I was talking to my doc and she referred me for another echo. It's going to be, like I said, a couple of weeks. I'll report back to you I'll let you know, because I've never had any type of history of valve damage whatsoever. So if for some reason they say I've got some kind of thickening or something's going on, that's going to be very interesting. I mean, I hope not. And I don't think so. I am very athletic. I do a lot outside and you know, fairly intense athletics, and I've never felt any type of a problem anywhere with my heart. So, but that's why I'm getting a check, because I do believe in that. I do believe in physical exams and staying on top of things and not waiting until you really have a problem and then going in and finding out, hey, what's wrong? Let's see what's going on. Now do the test, now that I'm having some kind of serious problem. No, I like to be on top of everything. And that's why I've talked to you in this series, in this podcast, many different episodes about a lot of the things that I do. I mean, I believe in an annual physical, and not just a bullshit physical. I mean, like a really serious annual physical where they check everything. Not an in and out, slap you on the butt and say you're fine. No, I'm talking about they check everything. And I mean, if you have a doctor that is getting you in and out quickly and not really going into detail, I mean, detailed blood work, a physical where they check everything on your body carefully, and spend a lot of time with your history and ask you a lot of questions and talk to you about everything, I really believe in those at least once a year to get that done. Again, because you'll pick up things that ordinarily could be going on that ordinarily wouldn't be picked up on a quick physical, a quick doctor's visit. You know, you need to have a doctor that is very, very good and understands the human body and disease processes and all the organs and, I mean, every single thing that's going on. I found one like that in Salt Lake. And I'm very, very happy with her. I also have been going to the Cooper Clinic in Dallas, Texas for probably at least a couple decades. These days, I only go there maybe once every 2 to 3 years, just because I don't need to travel there for that detailed exam, because I've got somebody locally that's really good as well. But again, I can't stress enough how important it is for you to be getting your physicals, and go get an echo and see how your heart valves are. There's nothing wrong with doing that. Now, would I not microdose because there is a slight possibility that magic mushrooms or psilocybin is the chemical could possibly cause a thickening or some type of problem with heart valves? Well, my answer is I'm continuing to microdose. So that's my answer, because the benefits of help taking care of your mental health, in my opinion, far outweigh the slight chance that we don't even know if it's a slight chance. Some people say there's a possibility, but others don't know. And many people don't know. And there have never been any real studies. Just people don't know this. The benefits of helping and taking care of your mental health. And since everything is connected, therefore your physical health. I mean, my physical health has gotten much, much better since I started microdosing, because my mental health has improved. And yes, I'll say it again, everything is connected. Everything. So I am not stopping. Now, if I get a bad report in a couple of weeks when I go in, and again, I'm going to let you know, as soon as I get my report, I'm going to do an episode and share everything with you. But let's just say, for example, I do get a bad report and they say that, yeah, Dr. Matto, it seems like your heart valves are, we see a little bit of pathology or something is thickening or we got something going on, then I would take that seriously. I would. I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think. But I'd be lying if I said there's zero chance. There's a chance of getting heart valve disease from, you know, without doing anything. I mean, anybody can get it. You know, different medications. I don't know. I don't know the answer. But another interesting thing is this article that was forwarded to me. There are talking about microdosing and is microdosing even effective? And they're saying that it may not, microdosing may not even be effective, may not do anything at all. And that's, I have a problem with that, because do the people that write this article, that wrote this article, do they not know anything about microdosing? Well, it seems like it, because again, I know it's anecdotal. I'm one person. I'm one person who microdosing has like turned my life around, from being depressed, being anxious, laying on the couch every day, being lazy, not being focused, not knowing what was going to happen in my life, to a more vibrant 69 years old, because I'm going to be 69 in like less than a month. So it's fair enough. I don't want to rush my age or anything, but my point is, at 69 or almost 69, a couple of weeks before 69, I mean, yesterday I just went out and skied for half a day. Easily. I could have skied for the whole day, but I had to get home. I was traveling home from Las Vegas, and I stopped off at Bryan Head in Southern Utah and skied for a half a day. And like I could have just kept going and going and going. I run. I'm entered in a 10K race on April 20th. It's going to be very interesting. 420. A 10K race on 420. And my thought process is, should I 420 for that? Probably not. I probably won't. I could take a microdose before the run, for sure, but I don't want to be using cannabis during it. I just don't want to do that. But my point is, I am an extremely active, youthful, 69-year-old man. I don't think I have heart damage. I don't think I do. But my point is, had I not been microdosing, had it not improved my entire life, I would have been lying on the sofa on 420, not entering a 10K race. I wouldn't have skied yesterday. I would have just, I don't know what I would have been doing. I don't know where I would have been, and would have, my life was horrible. So my point is, microdosing, magic mushrooms, have totally, totally turned my life around. And is there a slight chance that it could cause other medical issues such as valvular heart disease? I don't know, but I'd be lying if I said there's zero chance. So had I chosen not to do them because there's a slight chance, I could have died from something else. So it's very complex. And like I said, everything is connected. I'm sorry to sound like a broken record, but it's so true. And I want to say one more thing. For those of you out there that are believing that microdosing mushrooms is an overnight fix, or you're going to be fixed in a week or two or a month, it's not like that. I'm finding out it's more of a long-term play. It will totally change your life for the better, rewiring your brain, making you feel better in every way possible, but it does not happen overnight. And in today's society, everybody wants fast, overnight. If it doesn't work overnight, it's no good. I'm not in. Whatever happened to doing things the right way, even if they're slow? Whatever happened to that philosophy? I mean, do we turn into such a society that everything has to happen right away, or it's not going to work? Like, people out there, young people, they want to be like YouTube stars and TikTok stars, and they want it to happen overnight, because if they go on and post a few videos or a few shorts and they don't get the attention that they thought they should, you know, a million views right away, then this platform's horrible. It doesn't work. Whatever happened to good old-fashioned hard work, where you put the work in and you reap the benefits, but the benefits don't happen overnight, or even in a week or two or a month, or even sometimes months? I've been on this journey for 3 years now, and I'm still finding things that are improving. Still. This is year number 4 for me. So I finished 3 years. This is year number 4. Like I've said to you, I don't know where the mushrooms are going to lead me, but I have a feeling where they're taking me this year. I have a feeling. I'm going to let you know for sure, but I've got a pretty strong feeling where they're taking me this year. And it's a good thing. What I think is going to happen is another good year. But again, like I've said to you, I'm smart enough and honest enough to know and to realize that life is fragile and anything can happen at any time. And if I would never be on the show telling you that my life is so perfect and I'm going to live to 120 years old and I'm never going to get ill. No, come on. I'm a human being just like anybody else. God forbid something could happen to me tomorrow. I mean, I hope not. I hope not. And I'm doing everything I can to avoid that and prevent that. But life is fragile, guys. Life is not easy. There's no guarantee in anything. So we just have to do the best we can and continue on the journey and do the right things. And there's a very, very good chance we will reap the benefits, but it's not going to happen overnight. Please understand that. I get pissed at people that say, I tried magic mushrooms and they didn't do anything for me. Well, how did you try? What did you do? What else did you do? Did you follow? Have you listened to all my episodes and follow everything I've shared with you that I've done? No, I just took a few magic mushrooms and I hope my depression would go away in a week, but it didn't. So they're not working. It's not like that. I'll get off my soapbox. The most important thing I wanted to leave you with today is the thing with the valvular heart disease. And we just don't know, but I still believe that the benefits far outweigh the slight risk. I'll let you know what happens with my echo. And I appreciate you being here with me. I do. And like, I still feel the energy as I'm speaking. You guys are exuding this Nakama is exuding energy like you wouldn't believe now. It's coming out. It's seeping everywhere. It's all over the end. Positive energy, guys. Oh my God. Nakama, I love you. Remember, I put out a brand new episode every Wednesday and Friday. Today is Friday. And I thank you so much for being with me. Check the show notes. Please check the show notes. I've got a lot going on there for you. A lot of links, a lot of important stuff. So don't just stop at listening to the podcast or watching this. Don't just stop there. Check the show notes for very important links. Okay. I already told you, Nakama, I already told you, I love you once. Limit of one time per show. Okay, I'm Dr. Dave, Microdose U. I will see you next week. But hopefully before that, if you jump on the Facebook page, if you jump on Patreon, we're all over. Okay, see you later, guys.